Creative Performing Arts Center in Central Point tomorrow will host the West Coast premiere of a dance piece. It's Descent, the work of the company called Kinetic Light. You could call it a dance company, but there's a bit more to Kinetic Light, which is about art, yes, and also design and architecture and social justice. The dance itself, Descent, is performed by two people in wheelchairs and includes a ramp that takes them to several levels, both physical and metaphorical. Kinetic Light spent this week in residency at the Crater Renaissance Academy in Central Point through the Brit Festival's education program. Alice Shepard is the choreographer and dancer, one of the two dancers in Descent, and she's here in the studio with me. Alice, good to see you.
Hi, Jeff. Thanks for having us.
Thanks. Good to have you. Kay Hilton is with us as well. She's the Brit Education and Engagement Director. Kay, good to have you.
Thanks. Glad to be back.
So, Alice, let's start with you. Kinetic Light is really a company like no other, more of a collective, you had said, before we got started here. What did you set out to do through Kinetic Light?
We found ourselves on the journey. There's Laura Lawson, my dancer collaborator partner, Michael Magg, lighting and video designer. We came together and found ourselves in this incredible exploration of light, shadow, movement, acceleration, gravity, and torque. And we've been working out how to animate ourselves on this ramp structure. So we found ourselves in this journey towards a dance that became a world, that became a story, that became a really deep exploration of the two characters on stage. So we became a company, we became a collective together, contributing all of our skills, really thinking about what is beauty, what is movement, what do we know the body can do, and Descent is the exploration of all of that through the characters Venus and Andromeda.
We can't do it full justice on the radio because it is dance, but I did get a chance to look at some of the clips you provide through your website, and it's amazing work. And it's an evening-length piece, is that right?
It's an evening-length piece, yeah. Yeah.
So we're talking an hour or more of you two?
It's just under an hour, intermission, but it is a full, you know, it's a navigation of a relationship, and that takes time to breathe, to set up, to explore, and really to open yourselves to it. It's a journey.
And a very physical one at that. I mean, I'm just astounded at the physicality of the piece, the ability that you, the two of you have, and it's you and Laura Lawson performing together, are able to lift yourselves and each other up. A lot of upper body strength in there, obviously.
Yeah, can we talk a little bit about that?
Sure.
Because I think people often define disability by what you can't do. But really, Laurel and I are trained professional dancers, and we have worked in the arts for 12 years for me, almost 15 years for Laurel. And, you know, when we're looking at this, there's a training that changes your body that, like any other dancer, you start in one place and 10, 12 years, 15 years later, you're in a different place. So I think really what we're looking at is the result of hard physical work, professional dance training, and really an understanding of not disability as what we can't do, but really thinking about what is it the bodies that we have do. So it's a completely different exploration and take on the body.
So it's finding limits. It's from a different starting place, perhaps.
Oh, no limits. But I don't mean that. You know, I look at this and I'm saying, you know, it's not about the limits. It's really thinking about, okay, this is the body you have. What does that body do? And then physical, just the physical exploration, the professional training enables and opens and strengthens that body. And all of a sudden, your body becomes a work of art. And that's where the excitement begins, when your body is a work of art.
So Kay Hilton at the Brit Festivals, how did you run across the folks from Kinetic Light and Descent?
Well, when I was a musician at the Shakespeare Festival, I met Michael Magg, who was doing lighting there, and we became friends, and we've stayed friends ever since. And he mentioned that he had connected with this amazing dancer choreographer, Alice, and they were collaborating on a new piece. And now that I'm at the Brit Festival, I kind of filed that away, and the right NEA grant came along, and I thought, this might be a fit. And we applied for it, and we won the grant, and we then connected with Alice, and everything's moved forward from there. It's just kind of steamrolled from that moment in a really good way.
So the company has spent the week at the Crater Renaissance Academy?
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes.
And doing what? I mean, what did you outline for them to do? And I'll turn to Alice to ask what actually got done.
So with all the resident artists that I bring, I want to connect them directly with the students and have them do work with the students as much as possible. And that was wonderful opportunity for Matthew Reynolds, who's the dance and drama teacher at Crater, and he has two modern movement classes there. He also has theater classes. So we were able to connect his dance students directly with Alice to take class, took class with her. They got to go on stage and see the ramp, ask questions, which was wonderful to watch. And then the drama students got an opportunity to speak with Michael Magg, watch how he builds projection design and lighting design, and ask questions about how that's done and how he goes about his design process. And then there's going to be a full school assembly today where the whole school will get to see excerpts from the Descent piece. And then we're excited about that. Ask questions also at that time, and hopefully come and see the full work on Friday.
So, Alice Shepard, have there been other residencies like this in schools? I mean, is this a rare opportunity or something you do all the time to talk to students about what you're doing?
This is both something that we do often and a rare opportunity. We've often been in university settings, and that's a different kind of a conversation. This is catching students at the moment of the spark igniting. You know, it's the moment where people are coming into the theater world, beginning to realize that they have dreams to be in the arts, to be on stage, to be behind the stage, be doing the lighting. This is the moment where you catch people just at that moment. It's not, you know, it's not 5 to 10 years later when they're in years of professional training. It's the moment that the spark is there, and I love that.
Alice Shepard is a choreographer, dancer, and more, and the principal behind the Kinetic Light Dance Company, as we're calling it, as opposed to a full-time organization. Kay Hilton's the Brit Education and Engagement Director, and the company is in residency at Crater Renaissance Academy in Central Point through this week, and the performance tomorrow night at 7:30 at the Crater Performing Arts Center, again in Central Point. Alice, let's talk about the ramp. Kay mentioned the ramp.
Amazing. Let's talk about that ramp.
It's amazing.
You know, I've often joked that the ramp is the third performer of the piece. And in fact, the ramp itself, I mean, the ramp has a life. It's a beautiful structure. It is 24 feet wide, 15 feet deep. It goes to 5'8", almost 6 feet at its highest point. And it is inviting. It's curved. It's plain. You know, it's uphill. It's banked. And part of the conversation we're having here is when you think about ramps, you know, you think about these ugly access ramps that wheelchair users use at the back of the buildings by the dumpsters. I wanted to be able to have something that was architecturally beautiful. And we actually worked with students to design this from Olin College. And part of the question here is, what do we do to make a ramp beautiful? And how does the ramp itself generate movement? I mean, if you look at it, it's like a cross between a ramp, a piece of art, a half skate park, and it's the curves and the bankings and the slopes on our wheels that generate the movement. So the ramp itself is a performer. We are controlled by the slopes. You know, we're rolling around on these wheels, and the ramp takes us and lifts us and turns us. It's beautiful.
Did you just design the ramp first and then do the choreography on it, or was there some sort of let's tweak the ramp a little bit because the choreography doesn't work quite this way?
The ramp rules.
Ramp goes first.
We did some of the floor work while the ramp was being designed, but essentially the ramp is the structure that has really informed the movement, because you can have all kinds of things in your head and the ramp just says, no, you can't do that. You can't balance. You can't turn. But it also says, what about this? The ramp generates that movement. You know, you get on it and it turns you a little bit and you're like, oh, I could do that. And then the ramp teaches you that this slope offers this. But I remember the first time I saw it, it came around the corner and I just burst into tears and started laughing because it is such a beautiful thing. And when I put my body on it, it felt like coming home. So the ramp is it really informs and shapes the piece from the bottom up.
And they use that ramp in every conceivable way you possibly could, ways that I wouldn't even think of. They are all over that ramp, in their chairs, out of their chairs, off the edges, around the back, underneath. There's not a inch wasted of use with that set piece.
I noticed that from looking at the video on the various websites that you're sometimes out of the chairs as well. I mean, there's a lot of different things that go on in Descent.
Descent is a full piece, but let's talk about that too. You know, disabled dancers are lucky enough to have multiple embodiments, and that's something that non-disabled dancers don't have. We are fully embodied using our wheelchairs, and we are fully embodied out of our chairs. Some of us are fully embodied using crutches or on the floor. It's each of these bodies requires more technique, different techniques, but each of those is a pure and open movement opportunity. And in Descent, we take advantage of everything the body can do. And why not? The body is gorgeous.
Do I understand it right that you this was not a career path for you necessarily, dance, and it became so somewhat a little farther along where other people might have chosen sooner?
So I often used to think of myself as a brain on a stick. I was not an embodied person. I was a professor of medieval studies, and I loved my career. But I encountered a disabled dancer who dared me to take a dance class, and I said yes, you know, because it was a dare. And I said yes, not really thinking through what that means. But then 6 weeks later, he was dead, and I felt like I really needed to honor that connection and take a dance class. And it took me a while to find one, but when I got there, I was like, oh, I want to do this. I couldn't believe it. Absolutely incredible.
Alice Shepard is a choreographer and dancer, and one of the two dancers in the performance Descent, which will be tomorrow night at 7:30 at the Crater Performing Arts Center in Central Point. The company, Kinetic Light, is in residency this week at the Crater Renaissance Academy, right there on the same grounds. Kay Hilden's with us as well. She's the Brit Education and Engagement Director who brought Kinetic Light and Descent to the West Coast premiere, essentially, at Crater Performing Arts Center. How many times have you performed it then before this? If this is the West Coast premiere, this has not been around a long time, I'm thinking.
No, we have had work in progress showings, and just recently we started in December, we're in San Francisco, and we did a work in progress showing in Tallahassee. But this is it. This is the West Coast premiere, and this is the first time that it's going before an audience. This is our premiere.
How much choreography can be so? It's hard to tabulate, for one thing. I know a lot of great dances have been lost over time because people didn't take good notes or wasn't video around back then. So I mean, how did you go through the process of deciding, okay, this is good, okay, now that doesn't work, let's try this again, different way, that sort of thing?
So, you know, part of the training is it teaches you to listen to your body. And I like to really ask my body, this is feeling right, this is going to work, this is not going to work. But the other part of it is, you know what, choreography is really about a language of expression. So you say what you have to say, and the choreography speaks. It's not like you're abstractly constructing shapes. It's a communication of the body from me to you. And you know whether that reads right. You can tell what the emotions and the expressions are. So it's really about being honest, looking at what's happening, what you want to be saying, shaping, editing. It's like writing a book or writing a piece of poetry, not like live radio where you can't take it back. A choreography, at least you get the chance to edit, shape, craft, and hone so that you get to make the sentences and make the communication you want to.
In fact, there are characters here. I mean, you're playing Andromeda and Venus, you and Laurel Lawson.
That's right, yeah.
So what is the story then?
So the story is there's a Rodin sculpture, The Toilette of Venus and Andromeda. These two figures don't meet in mythology. They're from different mythological systems. And Rodin puts them together in this beautiful sculpture. And my question is, what's going on between these two figures? So I took the time and the space to kind of imagine a relationship for them, imagine a conversation, imagine the connection. And Descent is the story of that connection.
What's the music that you're using?
We are... Mostly, the composer is Joan Renault, an incredible musician and composer, and just really beautiful music. We're using music from her visual music album. That's the majority of where the tracks are coming from, also from Strange Toys. But it's an incredible expression of world creation in her music. It's emotionally powerful. It's lyrical. It's rhythmic. It's textural. It's really deep music. And so we're lucky enough to be able to inhabit that world.
I want to talk about the residency at the high school then. What are some of the interesting questions that students have asked you over the course of this week?
You know, so students, you know, we get asked a lot of the same questions. So about how do we end up here? How did the ramp work? But this group of students has been different. They've really had some insight into thinking through process about how the work is being created, the relationship of the movement to the ramp. They've had some questions about what we're doing with the light. And in particular, there are students who are focused on lighting and projection design. So they're really asking much more technical questions than we might have encountered elsewhere. So this is actually a really generative residency for us because the students are looking at areas of expertise that they might want to go into, and so they're thinking about it in a professional way. And so we're really getting into, how do I do this? And what would it mean for me to do this? How do you do this? And what is some of the background work there? And that's really helpful. It's productive and it's clarifying.
Kay Hilton, do you get to hang around much and see what you have wrought through after bringing this company in?
When I have artists in school, I'm there every minute. I don't want to miss a second of it. And I have to say that Matthew Reynolds and the teaching that he does at Crater is one of the reasons why we chose Crater. Also, the Crater Performing Arts Center is a fully accessible center, and that was key for this particular performance. And it was also a primary mission, I think, for the company Kinetic Light, as well as for Brit, to make a fully accessible performance. So it is physically accessible. We're having ASL interpretation of the speeches. We're having audio description. We're adding to the wheelchair seating available, and it's free. So it is free to the public. So there are no limitations. Everyone is welcome in the biggest way.
7:30 tomorrow night at the Crater Performing Arts Center in Central Point. It's the West Coast premiere of Descent from the project-based collective Kinetic Light. Alice Shepard and Laurel Lawson will be on stage. Thank you so much for joining us today, Alice Shepard and Kay Hilton.
Thank you.
Thank you.